Alex,
yes.
Before we start, I know that you hate the Apple Podcast app.
Hate it with a fiery passion.
Well, you know, you're not the only one. We've had a ton of people ask us when we're going to be available on Stitcher On Demand Radio. Since we began, well, I'm happy to announce that we are now available on Stitcher Radio. You can listen to us anytime, anywhere. And not only are we on Stitcher, they're featuring us as one of their top, bestest, most excellent podcasts for Apple. And not only can you listen to our show anytime, anywhere with a Wi-Fi or cell phone connection, they have tens of thousands of shows to discover. You can create custom radio stations. So check it out. Head over to the App Store, download the Stitcher app, and load up that cult cast, y'all.
Bazinga!
Notes are up. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Buster, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good. I can't be sure now since you got Mavericks installed.
Oh, dude.
Buster can be gone at any moment. Okay. Hello, and welcome to the Cultcast, the best 30-minute Apple conversation you're going to hear all week long. I'm your host, Erfan Elijah. I'm joined by my co-host, Buster Heine.
Alex, hey.
Excelsior Heath is here as well. Welcome to the Cultcast.
Hello!
Happy Throwback Thursday, guys. That I just took it back to episode one.
People just fell asleep. Beautiful.
Yeah. Literally all of the audience.
I didn't know we had really started. I just was kind of going with it.
We've begun. Think about how much more credible we would be if I began every show that way. People would take us so seriously.
I think people would listen to us instead of John Gruber if we did that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if we talk, you mean just like really like kind of like, I was going to say monotone. But
I was going to say monotone right and just very like, yeah. you know.
Yeah. Just very subdued. Subdued is the right word.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
We got to take the energy out of our conversation.
It's the NPR pitch. Welcome to the Cultcast, everyone. Hey, before we continue, I want to thank Audible, as Alex likes to say, Audibible.
Audible.
For sponsoring the show. Love Audible. You know, if you like audiobooks, audio entertainment in general, you had to have heard of Audible. It's like the best place on the web to buy your audiobooks. And they've been a sponsor for a little while now. We really appreciate them because they have a ton of great content that you can download, listen to on any MP3 player, and you know, take your books with you on the go. That's how the real G's do it. That should honestly be Audible's. That should be their new motto. Take your books with you on the go. It's how the real G's do it.
Mm.
I'm going to pitch that to them. Anywho, skis, you know, you could get a free audiobook by going to audiblepodcast.com/cultcast and signing up for a trial. And when you do that, you'll get a free audiobook of your choice, and you let them know that you found out about them through our show, which makes them want to sponsor us more. Keeps the wheels churning here at the Cultcast.
Keeps Airfon's babies fed.
I have like 13 babies.
Yeah.
And they eat incessantly. It helps me keep them fed. One more quick thing, guys. You guys have probably, if you're not using the podcast app, you've probably seen the creative, amazing iTunes artwork that we get for our show that is all fan-made, by the way. All of it, which we love. If you've made us any type of iTunes album artwork, we love it. Thank you.
And thank you for the people that put me in it.
No, thank you for the people that don't put Alex in it. It's my favorite.
Seeing as though I started this off as the episode one kickback. You can feel free to leave Alex out.
Yeah.
Jeez. Like John Brownlee is in the album artwork and he's been on the show like three times.
You know what's funny though? Everyone probably thinks that's you.
Yeah.
They probably don't know that's John Brownlee because no one knows what John Brownlee looks like.
I will just let the world know I am severely more attractive than that.
Yeah, I think you're pretty attractive. John's pretty attractive. I think the order is probably like me and Buster tied for first.
Yeah.
Alex, and then John's right below you.
Buster's
and then Leander. Leander's way down there at the bottom. Speaking of Leander, I could say that since he's
speaking
gone,
of
we love
at
him.
The bottom. He's at the bottom of the country.
Oh, hold on. I didn't even finish. So the whole point of the pitch there, we would love it if you would send us your Cultcast artwork. Just tweet it at me. I'm at Airfon. And if you want to email it to me, if you don't use Twitter, I know some of you don't, that's fine too. I'm just Erfon, E-R-F-O-N, at cultofmac.com. And if you send us your artwork, I can almost guarantee you that we'll use it, unless it's highly offensive, in which case we probably can't.
We will laugh.
Yeah, any type of, Franken creation you want to make with our faces and anything you find on the internet, that'd be great. It just needs to be square, 1400 by 1400 pixels. And email it or tweet it at me. Man, I love that stuff. So good. Scoozy.
Also, leave iTunes reviews.
Thank you. Yes. Oh, yeah. We have a four and a half. I was going to say four and a horse star rating on iTunes, if you can believe it. Four and a half star rating, which is great. It only goes out of five. So that's actually pretty high.
That's out of 10.
that's out of 20. Then we really need your help. And I think we have like 469. Ooh, I just rolled off the tongue. 469 ratings. So we could use your ratings. If you like this show, if you listen to this show regularly and you decide that you want to go out there and show us your appreciation, we would love that. Just head over to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. And if you have a 1-star review that you want to leave us, that's fair enough. Just search for our podcast on iTunes. It's called The Verge, 2 words. And go ahead and leave your 1-star review there. And, we can take that like men.
Or no stars.
Or no stars. Yeah, is that possible?
I think so. Maybe not.
Yeah. No star. That's fair, too. So just search for The Verge and leave those there. Hey, you know what I want to talk about real quick, guys?
Leander being lost in the bayou.
I guess we can talk about that. Leander has decided to move to New Orleans, and
he will pursue flashing for a living.
Yeah, he really loves beads. He really loves beads. He will do anything to get those beads from you. And I'm pretty sure that he is inebriated 24/7 now that he lives down there. And we won't see him again probably till August. He might be back on the show. We're trying to get him, but he's hard to pin down. He said he's going to do some alligator wrestling. He's going to earn some beads. And he said that like 3 times, and he like raised his eyebrows up and down at me. And I was like, okay, dude, that's enough info. You don't have to keep talking about that.
Yeah.
And then I think he's going somewhere else after New Orleans.
Oh, I think they're going a couple different places, across the U.S.
Yeah, so Leander and his family go on vacation every summer.
I don't know. How could you top that? I mean, Oklahoma?
I think he's going to Ohio.
Ohio.
Cleveland. Not that there's anything wrong with Cleveland, Ohio. I hear it's beautiful.
Or Oklahoma. It's windy, but.
Leander loves wind. I bet you didn't know that about him.
No, I feel like.
Anyway. This is,
okay. What's going on?
Should we continue the show, Alex?
What are you really going to tell us about?
Is that okay with you, Alex, if we continue the show now?
I will permit it.
Okay. Let's talk about Apple hardware. I'm thinking about buying a new Airport Express or Time Capsule.
Ooh. Well, lucky for you, Apple just released a new one.
They just released one new of each. And we never get to talk about routers on this show.
boring.
I love routers. I love routers.
No one loves routers.
I do. I love routers. And I have an Airport Express or an Airport Extreme now. And I was just wondering if you guys are, as I was getting ready to make my new purchase, which I think I'm going to do here pretty soon, if you guys are thinking about actually buying any of the new hardware that just got released. So we have the new MacBook Pros.
Nope.
No? Buster?
Nah, man.
I didn't understand the question.
Are you thinking about buying any of the new hardware that came out at WWDC?
Probably like a 11-inch MacBook Air, but in a couple months.
Oh, so you are thinking about getting a MacBook Air, but you just got an iMac.
You just got Macs. You have Macs.
And before that, you just got a MacBook Pro.
Well, no. Well, I sold my MacBook Pro to get an iMac and a MacBook Air because it was just way too much weight to carry around. So I was just going to get the cheapest MacBook Air.
Okay. So you are thinking about buying one eventually.
Eventually, maybe. That's why I was thinking.
Okay. Those new time capsules, they're expensive. The time capsule, I think the bottom of the level there is $299. That's for the 2 gigabyte model.
Jeez.
Those things are cool, though. I mean,
ridiculous.
It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. But do you guys back up the Time Machine very often?
No, I never have before.
Do you,
yeah,
Alex?
Yeah, I do. I have a, yeah, I have like a 2 terabyte drive sitting on my desk that I back up to like once or twice a week.
Okay, so it's on your desk. Mine is in a totally different room than the room I usually use my computer in, and I hate plugging in. So, you know, you just kind of get behind. So finally I was like, if I get a time capsule.
Yeah, for $2,000, you can have 20 gigs.
It's only $2,400. I think it's fair. It's a fair price. Because what are like a regular hard drive is like what, like $1,800?
Yeah.
So that makes sense. Totally. So you get one of these things, you put it in your house, and the new ones, I've been reading reviews on them. People are really happy with these things. They have the new 802.11 AC Wi-Fi technology built in. So you won't get any faster speed if your Mac isn't one of the new brand new MacBook Airs, which is why I was asking you guys if you're getting one, because they're the only like hardware that actually includes that. But you could use PowerNap. We never talk about PowerNap, but it actually seems like a cool feature. That's the feature that lets you close your MacBook Pro but still backs itself up if you have a time capsule.
Yeah, I use that.
You can't use that, can you?
Yeah, you can on like any drive.
As long as it's just plugged in directly?
Yeah.
Now, what I was thinking when I got my Airport Extreme, was that you could just plug a hard drive into it and use that as a time capsule. Doesn't work. For those of you out there who are thinking you're going to be clever and cheat Apple out of their Apple tax, they thought about that. So the only way to do it is just to buy a time capsule. The two terabyte ones are $299. The 3 terabyte ones are $399. That's a lot of money for a router.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. But they're great routers. They're really great routers.
I mean, if you got money and you need like a high performance router, I guess, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I have an Airport Extreme, but it's like the old like ones. Where it's like, I think it was like $80. Or how much was the old model?
I don't know. I think they're all, I think the base, just the base Airport Extremes are $200.
Right.
But if you got the it older,
yeah.
How much is the new one?
Yeah, I can't remember how much the old ones used to be.
I think they're always $200.
Oh,
at
they
least
have
been for a while.
But what the heck router do I have from Apple? I don't even know.
Oh, do you have the Airport Express? That's the small one?
Yeah, that tiny one.
Yeah, I have one of those too, which is great for AirPlay.
Mm-hmm.
So
I like Linksys, man. That's just what I've...
Really?
I rocked the good old WRT54G or whatever it's called for a long time.
Me too. That's,
and I'm on a newer like in, you know, series N or whatever. I'm not familiar with all the networking lingo.
It's most likely N.
I love when you talk network protocols to me.
I thought I'd read you guys this excerpt from the manual.
Irfan, talk wireless technologies.
It's only 3 pages long.
How many ACs are in your N series?
I'm a little turned on right now.
Cultcast After Dark.
Cultcast After Dark. Which leads us to our new show, Cultcast After Dark. Hey, I get that writers don't excite most people, but I know for some of our listeners, they ask us about them. And as somebody who likes to run a tight network ship, this is something eventually, actually, we might even talk about this later in the show, because somebody asked us a question about stuff that we own and how it interacts with each other. I've got a gigabit router that I connect to a media PC that I built, and that feeds all my computers with media over the network. So if you watch movies in your house, especially HD movies, unless you have like a really powerful router, like an 802.11 AC router, that's not going to work so well for you, Alex. So put that in your Arkansas pipe and smoke it up.
I'm sorry, were you saying something?
Yeah, I was saying a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Shall we move on, since you guys seem to be not interested about routers?
Yeah.
And are not talking about any of the hardware that just came out that you should be buying?
No.
Oh, sorry. Alex, I know you want to talk about
Bing?
Siri Bing integration.
Wait, no. Siri got Bing integration even though Microsoft's making fun of them all over TV?
Exactly.
Oh, that's why Alex wants to talk about it.
That is, what the hell is going on there?
It's totes funny,
man. Give us the scoop.
That is totes funny, bro.
It's the scoop, scoopty delicious scoop is that.
So all right, well, what is it?
Google is scoop not the default search provider in Siri in iOS 7. It's Bing.
Whoa,
so you get nice
weird
pictures of National Geographic fishes and polar bears when you search. No, 2 people understood that reference because they actually use Bing. no,
on this show, I think it's probably closer to one.
Yeah.
I don't think
Well, anyway, yeah, it's just funny because Microsoft is airing all these ads where they're like using Siri to diss the iPad.
Yeah.
And then they are a partner in Siri, like the main search partner. So it's kind of weird. But hey, you know what? That is America. I support private businesses.
So you think this is going to stick even after the beta, that Siri is going to...
It was announced on stage. Yeah. Eddie Q was like, we got Bing. Bing is back. Cheers.
Well, I mean, we got Bing is different than Bing's the default search engine.
Yeah. No,
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. Well, eventually they'll have to take out Google search, right? You know?
Right.
I mean,
no. You think they'll take it that far?
I don't know.
They're distancing themselves from Google. I would not be surprised eventually.
They definitely want to have like nothing to do with them at all, if possible. It seems like Google and Samsung are the two companies that Apple wants to distance themselves from the most.
Yeah.
So instead, they're going to integrate with Microsoft?
See, that's the thing, though. I mean, it's like...
Bing's not that bad, though. I mean, it's like, it's really...
That should be their new motto.
Not that bad.
Not that bad, though.
Wait, wasn't there like an old internet, like, wasn't there like an IE7 motto or something like that? It's not like the old IE or something like that, you know?
I don't know.
It's basically the equivalent of like, it's not so sucky anymore.
Yeah.
Any more to that story, Alex? Or are you just going to fall asleep on me?
No, that's pretty much it, man.
Okay, so prepare to get binged. Hope you like getting binged.
Yeah,
that's coming. Hey, let's move on to a really fascinating story that you thought was bad, but I'll show you who's wrong. Did you guys see the new iPhone friendly shirt with tailored pocket and microfiber tails?
I saw Charlie post that. Yeah.
So the story about this crazy shirt. I mean, this shirt's crazy, right?
Is it really?
Crazy shirt. Hold on, let me tell you about this crazy shirt. So you know how you're always using your shirt to like wipe all the gnarly oils off your iPhone, right?
Yeah.
You do that, right? I do that all the time, man.
Bro, man. I spit on it and I use my hair.
What is wrong with you?
But I heard your hair was greasy and like...
No, my hair is like a pillow. It's like a feather pillow.
Feather pillow. So you can flip up this shirt and it has microfiber on the inside of the cloth.
microfibers
on the inside of the shirt. So when you wipe it, all the oils go away. And that's
Bazinga!
And that's the big news this week.
Dang.
This has been the Cult Cast. The best.
We've got routers, Bing, and a shirt.
Hey, you know what? The shirt's funny, but routers, I get that they're not sexy, but you know who probably thinks they're really sexy and probably brings them into the boudoir? Waz probably has them in his like room with like candles and stuff.
Yeah.
For when he's trying to get romantic. So it may not be you, Alex, but guess what? Waz is a billionaire, and that makes it good.
Okay.
Let's talk about HBO Go.
Oh, yeah.
And watching ESPN on the Apple TV.
Because
that got some news. Buster, I think this was your piece, right?
Probably.
You want to tell us about
it? No, it's actually Killian's, but
okay.
I have an Apple TV and installed it.
Okay.
It's amazing. It's the future of television.
So I hear.
Change the world again.
They have Crunchyroll.
Oh yeah. So that was the weird thing. Is like, yeah, you get ESPN, like watch ESPN, and then HBO Go, and then Crunchyroll. I'd never even heard of that. And then what was the other one? Skynet News.
What's Crunchyroll? I don't even know.
It's 24/7 sushi.
Yeah, and it's like it was a bunch of like anime and Japanese shows.
24/7 sushi.
We had somebody on Twitter. We had a reader on Twitter respond and say, "Crunchyroll in all caps, finally."
Yeah.
So that one guy out there
trolled
you. Satisfied. Hopefully, he listens to the show because, man, you are an inspiration.
Well, you know, this is one of the biggest Apple podcasts on the internet.
Yeah,
we have like 175 listeners. So. He's probably listening now. Do you remember his name? We can give him a shout out.
No, okay. I'll go back and look.
So Buster.
Yeah.
What's the actual news here?
So HBO Go is on. Well, I mean, it's great because now you can watch HBO Go from the Apple TV.
Right.
ESPN, Apple, you know, has had like the NBA and MLB on there already, but now they have like a actual sports network on there. Mm-hmm. Then they get Crunchyroll, whatever that is. There's also Quello.
Never heard of it.
I don't even know what it is. Q-E-L-L-O. And it's a big... I guess it's a music, HD concerts and music documentaries.
Oh, so that would actually be pretty cool.
That actually might be pretty cool. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, I haven't either. There was a channel that I don't get anymore that MTV owned that just played like music documentaries and music videos all in HD. Yep. It started with a P. You guys, can you remember it?
No? I don't know. Pitchfork?
Yep. That was it.
Yahtzee.
That was it. Good. Thank you.
Bill Battershill from Winnipeg. What's up? What's up, man? We hope that you are enjoying your Crunchyroll. Bill Battershill.
Battershill. That's such a
It's
like a warrior's name.
We hope I hope that you are enjoying it right now. You're welcome.
Me too, Bill. Let's talk about one more huge news item, and then let's take a quick break. And I promise the show is going to get a lot better.
This is the biggest piece of news.
Alex is going to have a couple shots of espresso.
Yeah.
Buster, he always gets going. Second half of the show, Buster.
I'm a second half player, man.
Second half and Buster?
I'm like a sleeper. Kobe.
That's
He's
like,
Kobe.
That's a combo. That's just going to blow your ear holes open.
Anyway,
game 7.
So iOS 7 with a single tap. I don't know if you guys know this, and I hope you're ready for this information.
You're about to blow my mind, aren't you?
Okay, so with a single tap in iOS 7, the clocks, the like those analog clocks, switch to digital.
Oh yeah.
Boom!
That's the biggest thing Apple's done since like the Mac.
That's been this episode of the Cultcast.
Oh man, we. Wow.
That was my scoop for the week, too.
That was the biggest story of the week, I think.
I'm done.
You're done with what?
I can give up my career as a writer. This is it.
Finally, you can go back to mime school. Yeah. Get that degree that you always wanted. Hey, you know what? Let's take a break right there. I mean, there's only so much good information you give to people before they need to take a break. Let's take a quick break. I'm going to tell people about Audible. And why they need to sign up for it right this moment, because it's just that cool. And when we come back, we did something that I always love to do, and that is we took a bunch of questions from our Cultcast listeners on Facebook. That's just facebook.com/TheCultcast. And Alex and I were going through the questions, and you guys had a lot of great questions and topics. So yeah. I promise the show is about to get a lot better. So we'll go through those. And then also... we're going to do a brand new Faves and Raves, and as promised, we promised that would come to fruition on a previous episode, we are not going to vote. We're going to let you guys vote on the winners, and we'll tell you how to do that. So stick with us.
Whoa.
Stick with us.
You blew my mind.
And we'll be right back, y'all. Hello, Governors. Jeff and Elijah here, and I want to tell you guys about Audible. Never heard of Audible? That's crazy. Audible is one of the best places to buy audio entertainment on the internet. Look, I love watching TV, I love watching movies, but sometimes you just want to read a book. Maybe you don't like to read because you don't have the time. Audible is the place to go. They have over 100,000 titles to choose from. They have fiction, nonfiction, historical stuff. They have sci-fi, fantasy, mysteries, thrillers, self-development, kids, young adult categories. It's really easy to use too. Go to audiblepodcast.com/cultcast, sign up for an account. You're gonna get a free audiobook of your choice, and that audiobook is gonna play on your Zune, your iPod, your iPad, pretty much any MP3 player. And while I'm at it, let me recommend a book. If you like fantasy, if you like political drama, maybe you've already been watching the show on HBO. It's called Game of Thrones. Well, the new season is based on book 3, A Storm of Swords, A Song of Fire and Ice. And for many people that love Game of Thrones, it is their favorite book in the series so far, and the book book is amazing. It combines all my favorite elements: fantasy, swords, magic, dragons, steamy love scenes, scruffy guys with amazing beards, all combined with political struggling and powerful families all fighting for the same throne. That would definitely be my pick for a book you need to listen to. And as always, the book is better than the actual series, but it's so freaking huge it would take you like 10 years to read it, so why not listen to it on Audible? So want a free audiobook? Head on over to audiblepodcast.com/cultcast to get a free audiobook of your choice for signing up. I want to thank Audible for sponsoring the show. I want to thank everyone who signed up for an account that lets Audible know that you like our show, and it makes them want to sponsor us more often, which keeps the old wheels greased around here. Go check them out, y'all. audiblepodcast.com/cultcast. Hello, and welcome back to the Cultcast, everyone.
Bow chicka wow wow.
Throwback Thursday. I cannot believe I used to start the episodes that way.
Yeah.
And I can't believe how much derivative has happened since then. And now I just sound like a clown.
Yeah. When puberty hits, man.
I sound like a mixture between Mrs. Doubtfire, Ned Flanders, and a clown.
When the hormones rage, the voice is just shot.
So, as promised, guys, let's do a segment we like to call Cultcast Cues. The segment that is what it sounds like, where we have you guys suggest your topics and questions, and then we talk about your topics and answer your questions. Oh. It's a novel idea. We came up with it. You only hear it here. That's Cultcast Cues. Ooh, I like saying it that way. I think that's going to stick. Let's start with this one, since everyone's being silent and not talking.
I was just waiting for the cues, man.
Okay. Cultcast Cues. Let's start with this one. This one's good. This one comes from Albert Gross. Albert Gross. He wants to know about the Anchorman 2 trailer. It just came out today. That must be a topic, because there's no question mark in there. Albert Gross. I know this is an Apple show, but can we talk about this for 60 seconds?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I want to be on this movie. Dear. Wait, no. Let me say that again. I want to be on this movie.
I like the parts of your face that have skin on.
Yeah. That was a little weird. That was a little weird. But is the poster for this movie not 100% perfect?
Oh, it's so great. I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's so great. So one of my favorite movies of all time, Anchorman, which came out in 2004, is finally being remade with the original cast. Will Ferrell is going to be bringing back his role as the legendary Ron Burgundy. I really hope this movie does. I hope it's as good as the first one.
Yeah.
It's got some, it's got a little stank potential to it. But do you guys know when it comes out?
I think November, right? Or during the holidays this season.
And they just released a brand new trailer today.
Oh, yeah. It's so good.
I mean, it looks like it's going to be funny, but it has so much potential to be
really bad, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
When he's sitting at the table with all the black people.
Oh, all the, yeah, doing the jokes and everything.
See, now, yeah, we can't even talk about it, because if we talk about that, everyone's going to accuse us of being racist, and we're not. We're not racists. But this scene was hilarious. Actually, I hung out with our good pals from DigiDNA, and I hung out with Victor Broido. Hey, Vic, if you're listening, this last weekend. He came here all the way from Australia. Actually, he went to WWDC first. And we had a grand old time. We laughed. We cried. We mostly laughed. But he would always tell stories, and whenever he would tell a story, when he thought something was funny, he would always say, "This was hilarious." And I think I'm going to adopt that, because I just love the way that it sounds.
Hilarious.
That's hilarious. Good. And I saw a short, it wasn't even a trailer for Anchorman 2. It was just I don't know what it was. They didn't show any of the movie. I went and saw a movie, and it was just like the guys from Anchorman standing on screen talking about the movie. Did you guys ever see this?
There's like three of those.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
They got all those guys on set for a day and just told them to say whatever came to their mind. And then they chopped it up into like multiple little teasers.
It's genius.
Oh yeah,
it's absolute genius. Like like how irreverent they are of like the way trailers normally work. There's no like this summer, you know, yeah. Like that guy's not even there. It's just them on camera just talking about nonsense, and it's perfect.
He's in the trailer. He's at the table, and he's like, excuse me, could one of you convicts with the longest record please pass me the mashed potatoes? Yeah.
I didn't laugh at that. I didn't laugh at that scene.
It's racism is not funny.
No. In that movie, they do it subtly. It's a little bit funny there, but okay, so that's Anchorman 2. You know what? This is good. This is probably a question that a lot of people have. This comes from Rudy Azulav. Rudy. Hey, Rudy. He wants to know about upcoming products. Uh-huh. Mac Mini, Mac Pro. He says, and Retina. I'm not sure what he means by that. iMacs, iPad Minis. So now that we just had some release of some new products, can we just talk about our expectations for new products going forward? Well, Alex, do you want to – or Buster, go ahead.
Oh, I'm just going to – you still got like the MacBook Pros and iMacs that will eventually be updated to Haswell.
Yeah.
Within the next couple of months, maybe Apple just won't have its own – have a keynote for them, or maybe they'll be included in one later this summer, although I don't really see that happening.
I don't see it happening either.
I think it'll just be like a silent, like a quiet spec update.
Well, they could throw it in at like the beginning of a fall event or something.
That's true, but I just feel like because they usually do the back to school thing as a big promo, they would probably want to get them in before then, but maybe not. I mean, that's not going to determine, you know, an entire, you know, product line.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And what else are we supposed to see? We're supposed to see new iPad,
iPhone, iPad definitely 5, coming in the fall.
Right.
Maybe like four new iOS devices, like an iPad mini, a bigger iPad, an iPhone 5S, and then like a budget cheap iPhone.
Right. Yeah.
So that would be pretty crazy.
You guys are buying this cheap iPhone rumor?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, really? Definitely. Yeah,
what makes this so much more credible? Because we've talked about this in the past, and you guys have never been.
Basically, everyone's reporting it now. Like, it's like at this point, if it didn't happen, Apple is always able to just like scrap something at the last minute and decide to wait. Mm-hmm. But everybody's been saying that it's going to be like this fall, like Q3 or Q4. So I wouldn't see why not. I mean, it would be a separate line,
Maybe like the route they'll go is maybe not just like just cheaper, but also like it'll have better, like improved battery life or something that.
I think, you know,
there's other features they can offer. I know.
The colors is one thing, right?
Right.
This will be like the cheaper phone that you can get in multiple colors. And that sounds kind of trivial to us, but from a marketing perspective, I think it's actually
probably great. Yeah.
It's like what they did with the iPod and, you know, they'll have like, you know, five or six colors, maybe more. And iPhone 5S will still be that, you know, expensive flagship model that's only in two colors. And I think it'll be smart for their lineup, and it'll definitely help them internationally. So
what about the current iPhone situation that they have, though? They have, you know, like the top model is $299. The previous gen is $100. And then
Still do that. But I mean,
how are they going to, you think they could run these both at the same time? How would they do that?
I mean, they already are running different iPhones, older iPhones at the same time as the new one.
But they're differentiated by price.
Yeah, well, they would still be differentiated by price. I mean,
how can you make it cheaper than free?
Like, if the budget one's going to be free to $100, then they'll probably just scrap the, you know, whatever the third previous main iPhone model was and just not sell it anymore and say that there's the budget iPhone if you want that price.
Gotcha. And, okay. I'm with you on that. If they did it that way, I think that would work. But
yeah,
there's
I think
no way
totally
they could do
possible.
iPhone 4S, iPhone 5, iPhone 5S, and then also the cheap iPhone, because who's going to buy an iPhone 4S when there's another cheap iPhone out there?
Well, right. Yeah, I don't think the idea of the cheap iPhone is that it's not like it's way cheaper. Like there's no, like
unsubsidized, you're gonna
we have like a really skewed perception of the cost of a phone in the US because of carrier subsidies, but like this would be like $100 without a contract. So
I wonder if they'll launch it in the US market as well.
I don't know. It would be interesting because I mean the 4S or like the 4, if you're, it's not really $100 to $200, it's still, you know, a couple thousand bucks plus when you look at the life of a contract. And that doesn't do well at all in like India and a bunch of other emerging markets where these Android phones are just selling for cheap. And so it's, yeah, it's something different. And I think it would be smart for them to do.
Have we heard any updates on when we can expect a Mac Pro release?
Later this year.
Yeah, didn't they say later this year?
Later this year. Yeah.
Later this year. Yeah, yeah, they just said they're going to have more info later in the year. Okay. I think in the fall.
So before Christmas, a.k.a.
It will only cost
December 23rd. Like,
dude, like, yeah. How expensive is that thing going to be?
That thing's going to be ridiculously expensive. Yeah. I mean, well, they are not going to price that thing as a consumer machine.
No. I mean, this is, you got the audience for this is like somebody that's willing to spend $4,000 on a computer in order to complete a $60,000 contract for a client, you know?
Right.
It's that kind of person. It's not somebody that would pay $3,500 for a Mac just because. So.
Unless their name's Alex Heath.
Well, yeah, because I throw the money.
I know you
do. In my white suit.
Let's not talk about your recreational activities.
Gosh. I'm starting to wear the tank top with the white suit now. Oh,
that's a nice combo. I bet that looks great, Miami Vice style.
It's blowing people's minds.
That's like, that reminds me of a previous cult cast episode, Classy and Sassy.
Mm,
that's that look you're going for. Yeah, I'm glad I could say that together. That was just rolled off the tongue nicely. Yeah. Hey, quick comment and then one more topic, and then let's move on to faves and raves. This one comes from Pam Geeney. Pam Geeney, yep, I think that's her name. And
like Panini?
Pam Geeney. Yep, pretty much exactly it. And yes, goes to show that we do have women listeners for all those lovely ladies out there.
Hey, it could be a man. Don't
it could be a man named Pam, that's right. That would be that'd be strange, but it's possible. Pam says, you guys talk about anything you want. You always make me smile.
Oh.
Does this mean that we please a woman?
Oh.
I think you have been given evidence that we can please women.
My manhood has been validated.
This is the most intimacy Alex has ever had from a woman.
Pam, I love you.
Wait till you see how good Alex looks in a tank top and a white blazer. I mean, he could soak through that blazer in like 2 minutes straight with sweat.
Zebra shoes.
That's a hot look right there.
McFly.
Let's wrap up with this question. And you guys, I just want to thank everyone for submitting your questions. We got a ton, and we unfortunately don't have time to go through all these. Buster needs to go get his beard trimmed, and I don't want to make him late for his appointment. So let's wrap up with this one. This is a great question from Jeff Weaver. How will Mavericks, the new OS, battery management affect older models without Haswell, the new Intel chips included in the MacBook Airs? Implications of, he's talking about Bing too, and iOS 7. So let's talk about that. So power management in Mavericks, because one of the big features in the new MacBook Airs is battery life that lasts for days. Uh-huh. And they didn't really talk a lot about how Mavericks was going to improve battery life for older models. But Craig Federighi did say that they put a lot of effort into some power saving features in Safari. One of the features I recall, remember when he was doing that demo and he was like, hey, look at this activity bar. And it's like, you know, like super high in the red. When he's watching something in Safari, and then he brings another window and covers the Safari window, and all of a sudden Safari just stops working. So they built in some power saving features into Safari, which would lead me to believe that you will get some power saving features, or you will get some longevity in your battery life with older computers, but I don't think there's any way to know how much.
Yeah, I'm assuming that with Haswell, you'll just get the best experience, but I would think that their software stuff would still work on older processors. I mean, it's probably like, it's the icing on the cake probably if you have Haswell, but I doubt that. I think all this stuff is going to work, you know, across the board, at least for machines that are several, you know, up to several years old. I can't imagine that not.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, to repeat myself, you're definitely going to get some power saving. You're going to get some longer battery life. I don't think it's going to be very long or very noticeable. I was listening to Uncle Malt Wasberg talk about the new MacBook Airs, and he had put them through some power tests, and he turned off all the power saving features. And on the 13 inch, under his regular test conditions, which I couldn't quote what they are, he said that thing got like almost 10 and a half hours. I think it was 10 hours actually in 13 minutes of battery life. That's insane.
Yeah.
That's really long. Do either of you guys have a MacBook Air now? Alex, do you?
No, I use a Retina Pro.
Oh, that's right. You have a Retina Pro. Any plans switching to the Air eventually?
No. I love Retina Pro. Best laptop I've ever owned. I have no intention of... I could not go back... I could not go to a non-Retina screen after this.
Really? Do you feel like it actually makes a big improvement?
Oh, yeah, dude. It's like putting on a pair of... Yeah, like when you go from a non-Retina to like a Retina, it's like putting on a pair of glasses. Like all of a sudden, it's like, wow, this is how clear this can look?
I agree with you there, but what about web pages and stuff? I feel like a lot of stuff isn't optimized for it.
Yeah, it is. A lot of websites are optimized for it. I mean, Colton Max optimized for it. A lot of websites are. And the text is just so much crisper. It's so much better for reading.
Oh, man, I'm
and
excited.
I read on this thing all the time, so it's like it just made sense. And yeah, I am excited for the power management stuff in Mavericks, though, because so many times like Safari or Spotify or like even Tweetbot will start taking like 90% of my CPU for no reason.
Yeah.
And I have to like force quit it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm psyched for Mavericks to be able to be like, hey, you need to calm down, chill your tits.
you can't say that word on this show.
Yeah.
You just
that's
created,
not a cuss word.
No. I mean, if you had said it differently, if you had said teats, as in like the things
well,
that
now
animals
the world knows. Now the world knows.
Because, I mean, that's like it. A farm term. But the way you said it was so crass, I had to go in there and put a bleep in there.
Well, now the world knows anyway.
Yeah, you owe me 10 minutes of my life back.
You said
no. All right, let's wrap up with faves and raves and faves and raves and... Alex, take it.
Faves!
Oh, my gosh.
That was so bad.
That was... No, that was you beautiful.
You didn't know
thank
that.
You.
No, no,
you really...
That.
No, you didn't know I could hit a high C?
No.
Yeah.
That was like... That was inspiring. Wow, I can tell you're wearing your tight underwear today.
Mariah Carey.
Yeah, that's basically what you just did is that same level of talent. So, of course, this is a segment where we pitch our favorite apps and tech and then vote on which one's best. But we're not voting anymore. You are. So have fun with that. I might actually get to win this time because Buster and Alex always just vote for each other's and Leander's. Leander has bad taste, so he just chooses whichever's worst.
Or Sonos.
And then I never win. So this will be great because this is probably going to mean, because I have faith in our listeners that they have really great taste. They're listening to this show, obviously. So I have faith that I'm going to win. And from here on out, I think we can just pretty much predict that I'll be winning every time. So you guys want to start?
Yeah.
Alex, why don't you go first? Because I know you have something really special in mind.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I have my fave. Yeah, I have a fave and then I have a freebie and it's going to be really quick.
Okay.
My fave is Google Reader's about to die, right?
Yeah.
It's going to die in like a week and there's a lot of alternative services that have been popping up and the best one so far that I've come across is called Feedly. Mm-hmm. And it is a Google Reader replacement. They just announced their Cloud Sync technology today, so they are officially, they have cut the umbilical cord. They're their own service, and they have a pretty nice iOS app. It's not the best, but it's still better than most that are out there. But more importantly, they integrate with a lot of stuff, just like Google Reader. So you can put all your RSS feeds in there, even import directly from Google Reader. And like the reader, not to be confused, it's R-E-E-D-E-R. People know it if they use it. It's a very popular RSS app on iOS and OS X. It's getting Feedly integration very soon, which I'm stoked about because that's been my RSS app for years. And so Feedly will basically, it's very seamless, and I like the web interface a lot. Very clean, nice, minimal web app. And it's pretty reliable so far. So it's totally free as well, which is super nice. At least for now, it's free. So check it out. Excuse me, feedly.com. And that's my fave. And then my freebie is Instacast, which they released a Mac app a couple weeks ago. or well, it's been in beta for a while, but it went 1.0 a few weeks ago, and it's a great alternative to Apple's podcast solution because it just sucks. I've hated using Apple's podcast stuff, and I hadn't found anything better. But Instacast is great. It's got Cloud Sync, and it's the way podcast listening should be done for fine shows like The Cold Cast. And yes, so that's my stuff.
Gosh, 8 different things.
I plowed through that though, man.
I'd say crashed. Buster?
my favorite Raiders pick?
What?
Okay. What are you asking me for my pick?
Please. I would be delighted to hear your pick.
Okay, so my pick is actually a camera.
Okay.
From Sony called the CyberShot RX100. It's a point and shoot. And you know, my nice camera got broken lately, so I've been using this one from Sony. And it's actually been really great. Like, it's, you know, you have to carry a point and shoot around, but you get pretty good images out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to have something like an alternative to my iPhone where I have a little bit more, what would that be? I can go in and like do like settings manually, do manual exposure control and stuff like that. So it's really, I really like this camera. Like, if I was ever to get a point and shoot, it would probably be this one.
Wow. Okay. What was that called again, Buster?
The Sony RX100.
Okay. Mine is called the Hitcase Pro. And this is something I've been reviewing. In fact, I just posted my review on Cult of Mac. This thing's really cool. It is like a virtually indestructible case for your iPhone 5. They made these for iPhone 4S too, I believe. And as you guys know, I'm really into extreme sporting. I just love extreme sports, and I'm always trying to document like all my crazy antics, like when I'm doing half pipes and stuff.
Yeah.
Or you know, like parasailing, you know, down a mountainside.
Hot dog eating.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones. And what the Hitcase Pro does is, first of all, it keeps your iPhone safe. It has these shock absorbing pads that are inside the case so that when you drop it, when it falls, your iPhone remains intact and working. But it also is waterproof waterproof up to 33 feet. So you could take your iPhone to the beach and use it there without any fear of your iPhone dying. Plus, it has a permanent fixed wide-angle lens attached.
Nice.
So you can take really wide angle pictures. It works better for videos. The pictures have some vignetting, but it works great for video. And it also has, and this is kind of actually the cool part, it has a mount that lets you mount this thing to your helmet or for Buster directly to the top of his head.
Yes.
So when you're out and about in the middle of like your shenanigans, you can record all the action. Or, you know, just take it with you throughout your day, Buster, so people can see like what your day's like.
My days are not exciting enough to do that.
I think you should make a YouTube video and we should see what you do.
All right.
They also make a chest harness, that you can buy and attach this thing to your chest. So if you want to go extreme sporting with it, I mean, it just basically turns your iPhone into a GoPro camera. How cool is that?
Is there a nipple harness?
I believe the harness does attach to your nipples, and that's how it stays.
Because I'm going to be on the beach next week for a week, and I would like a waterproof phone with a nipple harness.
Well, I think you found your vote right there is my product.
Yeah.
So here's how we're going to do this. Normally, we vote, as I said, but we're not going to do that. We're going to post – I think we should do a poll on our Facebook page. Sound good, guys?
Yeah, that sounds great.
So that people can vote. So head on over to facebook.com/TheCultCast and post your votes there. And we'll see who's the real winner and who Alex and Buster are the losers.
Well,
what?
I'm just saying I should win. I really think I deserve it this week.
I know you think
I don't even need to say it because people know. You know.
That I'm going to win.
No, that I'm going to win.
Oh, well.
There's
yeah,
no
of course.
Way Feedly's going to beat like the GoPro iPhone thing and then.
I have a connection with the people.
All right.
Yeah, they but your know. Connection's bad.
Maybe Christopher Walken can pull it for you.
Well,
yeah. See, now if Chris Walken was at your house and he did your pitch, you might have had a chance.
If Feedly wins, I may or might not do a whole show in the Walken voice. Just throw it right there.
I can tell you what, though, it won't be this show.
Just throwing that out there. Colt Kess listeners, this is the challenge. Feely wins by a landslide, and I'm walking for this show.
As the editor, I can tell you that. There will be a lot of editing happening that show.
The readers will leave.
Hey, speaking of cult cast voices, what did you Mr. Walken, Alex? We should probably get recording on those morning alarms that we talked about.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, let's do that. All right, you know what? Let's start the music. Ah, there it goes. Let's wrap it up there, guys, shall we?
Yeah,
Buster. I know you're dying to get out of here and get your beard trimmed. So let's wrap it up there. That's all the cult cast we have for you guys this week. I want to thank Audible for sponsoring the show. Head on over to audiblepodcast.com/cultcast. Get your free audiobook. Do it. Do it now. Hey, if you want to follow us on Twitter, we would love to interact with you there. You can listen to me complain about Xbox stuff, which I've been doing a lot of these days. I wish we could talk about Xbox in this show. Buster's BST3R, Alex's Alex E. Heath. I am at Airfon. And of course, for all the best news, reviews, and how to use in the world of Apple, make sure you're following Cult of Mac. New episodes of the Cultcast come out every Thursday night. I'd like to thank everyone for listening, and we will see you guys next time.
Next time, next time.
You should have been in the NSYNC band.
Oh. Yeah.
Does anyone call it the NSYNC band? I don't think so.
You stay classy.